Doctrine and Covenants and Church History Gospel Doctrine Teacher's Manual.
Doctrine and Covenants and Church History Gospel Doctrine Teacher's Manual. Lesson 8, The Restoration of the Priesthood. Purpose. To increase class members' appreciation for the restoration of the priesthood, to encourage brethren to magnify their office and calling in the priesthood, and to help all members enjoy more fully the blessings of the priesthood. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study the following scriptures and other materials. A. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 13. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, verses 38 through 67. Section 27, verses 12 through 13. Section 84, verses 6 through 30. Section 107, verses 1 through 20. Section 110, verses 11 through 16. Joseph Smith History, verses 66 through 73. B. Oliver Cowdery's account of the restoration of the Aaronic priesthood in the footnote to Joseph Smith History, verse 71. C. Our Heritage, pages 11 through 14. 2. Review the material for this lesson in the Class Member Study Guide, number 35686. Plan ways to refer to the material during the lesson. 3. If the picture Melchizedek Priesthood Restoration is available, number 62371, Gospel Art Picture Kit, number 408, prepare to use it during the lesson. 4. If you use the attention activity, bring an assortment of keys to class. Suggestions for lesson development. Attention activity. As appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. Hold up several keys. What are the purposes of these keys? Write priesthood on the chalkboard. Explain that in the church we often refer to priesthood keys. What are the purposes of priesthood keys? Explain that priesthood keys authorize priesthood holders to preside over and direct the church within a jurisdiction, such as a stake, ward, or quorum. Presiding priesthood leaders receive these keys when they are set apart. All offices in the priesthood and organizations in the church function under the direction of these presiding authorities. This lesson is about the restoration of the priesthood and its keys. Discussion and application. Prayerfully select the lesson material that will best meet class members' needs. Encourage class members to share experiences that relate to the scriptural principles. 1. Definition and purpose of the priesthood. Explain that the priesthood is one of the main themes in the Doctrine and Covenants. Through the prophet Joseph Smith, the Lord gave many revelations that add greatly to our understanding of the keys, offices, organization, ordinances, duties, and blessings of the priesthood. These revelations provide guidance in using the priesthood to move forward God's work on the earth. What is the priesthood? The priesthood is the eternal power and authority of God. It is the power by which He created and governs the heavens and the earth. It is also the power by which He redeems and exalts His children. He gives a portion of His priesthood power and authority to worthy male members of the church so they can preach the gospel, administer the ordinances of salvation, and govern His kingdom on earth. Why is it important to have the priesthood on the earth? Answers could include that the priesthood authorizes men to act for God in blessing His children and helping them prepare for exaltation. What are some ways in which priesthood holders act on behalf of God to bless His children? See selected verses from Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, verses 38 through 55, Section 107, verses 8 through 12, and verses 23 and 35. How have you been blessed through the service of priesthood holders? What influence has the priesthood had on you? How have you seen the power of the priesthood manifested in your life? How has the priesthood blessed and strengthened your family? How can you make the influence and power of the priesthood more effective in your life and for your family? 2. The Restoration of the Aaronic Priesthood. Teach and discuss Joseph Smith History, verses 68 through 72. Doctrine and Covenants, section 13. Section 84, verses 26 and 27. Section 107, verse 20. Explain that the Aaronic priesthood is an appendage to the greater or the Melchizedek priesthood. Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verse 14. How was the Aaronic priesthood restored to the earth in the latter days? See Joseph Smith History, verses 68 through 72, and Our Heritage, pages 11 through 13. See also Doctrine and Covenant, section 13. Point out that the restoration of the Aaronic priesthood was the first bestowal of divine authority in this dispensation. For priesthood holders, how did you feel when you received the Aaronic priesthood? You may want to review Oliver Cowdery's feelings about receiving the Aaronic priesthood. See the footnote to Joseph Smith History, verse 71. You may also want to share the following thoughts from Elder James E. Talmage, who served in the Quorum of the Twelve, about how his ordination to the office of deacon affected him. As soon as I had been ordained, a feeling came to me such as I have never been able to fully describe. It seemed scarcely possible that I, a little boy, could be so honored of God as to be called to the priesthood. I felt strong in the thought that I belonged to the Lord, and that He would assist me in whatever was required of me. The effect of my ordination entered into all the affairs of my boyish life. When at play on the school grounds, and perhaps tempted to take unfair advantage in the game, when in the midst of a dispute with a playmate, I would remember, and the thought would be as effective as though spoken aloud, "I am a deacon, and it is not right that a deacon should act in this way." On examination days, when it seemed easy for me to copy some other boy's work, I would say in my mind, "It would be more wicked for me to do that than it is for them, because I am a deacon." Incidents from the Lives of Our Church Leaders. Deacon's Instruction Manual, pages 135 and 136. How can boys and young men prepare to receive the Aaronic priesthood? How can parents, grandparents, and others help boys and young men prepare to receive the priesthood? How can others help instill within boys and young men a deep appreciation for the priesthood? What authority and blessings were restored with the Aaronic priesthood? See Doctrine and Covenant, section 13, section 84, verses 26 and 27, and section 107, verse 20. Use the following information to develop this discussion. Write the headings on the chalkboard. The Keys of the Ministering of Angels. Doctrine and Covenant, section 13, section 84, verse 26, and section 107, verse 20. What does it mean to hold the keys of the ministering of angels? Doctrine and Covenant, section 13. President Gordon B. Hinckley said, "That means, as I interpret it, that if you live worthy of the priesthood, you have the right to receive and enjoy the very power of heavenly beings to guide you, to protect you, to bless you." In Conference Report, October 1982, page 64, or Ensign, November 1982, page 45. Explain that the ministering of angels can occur through personal appearances and can also be unseen. Angelic messages can be delivered by a voice or merely by thoughts or feelings communicated to the mind. Most angelic communications are felt or heard rather than seen. Dallin H. Oaks, in Conference Report, October 1998, page 51, or Ensign, November 1998, page 39. Through the restoration of the Aaronic priesthood, the ministering of angels is available to all church members, not just to priesthood holders. How can we receive the ministering of angels? see Moroni chapter 7, verses 35 through 37, and the following quotation. Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the Twelve spoke of the relationship between partaking of the sacrament and receiving the ministering of angels. Through the Aaronic priesthood ordinances of baptism and the sacrament, we are cleansed of our sins and promise that if we keep our covenants, we will always have His Spirit to be with us. I believe that promise not only refers to the Holy Ghost, but also to the ministering of angels, for angels speak by the power of the Holy Ghost. Wherefore, they speak the words of Christ. 2 Nephi chapter 32, verse 3. So it is that those who hold the Aaronic priesthood open the door for all church members who worthily partake of the sacrament to enjoy the companionship of the Spirit of the Lord and the ministering of angels. In Conference Report, October 1998, page 51, or Ensign, November 1998, page 39. You may want to review two or three scriptural passages about the ministering of angels. These passages include 3 Nephi chapter 7, verse 18, and 3 Nephi chapter 17, verses 23 and 24. Moroni chapter 7, verse 25 and 29 through 31, and Doctrine and Covenant section 84, verse 88. The keys of repentance and baptism. Doctrine and Covenant section 13, section 84, verses 26 through 27, and section 107, verse 20. Explain that repentance and baptism are also called the preparatory gospel. Doctrine and Covenant, section 84, verses 26 and 27. This is because repentance and baptism help us prepare to receive the greater blessings that are administered through the Melchizedek priesthood, such as the gift of the Holy Ghost and temple ordinances. Point out that John the Baptist preached repentance and baptized people in preparing the way for the Savior. Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 6 and verse 11. How can Aaronic priesthood holders in our day preach repentance? Answers could include through home teaching, missionary work, testimony bearing, and fellowshipping. How can Aaronic priesthood holders participate in the ordinance of baptism? Under the direction of the bishop, worthy priests may perform baptisms and serve as witnesses at baptisms. Invite brethren who have baptized someone to share their feelings about being able to perform that ordinance. In addition to baptism, Aaronic priesthood holders may officiate in the ordinance of the sacrament. How is the sacrament related to repentance and baptism? Invite brethren to share how they felt when they prepared, blessed, or passed the sacrament for the first time. Or ask parents to share their feelings when their sons have prepared, blessed, or passed the sacrament. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the Twelve said, "We ask you, young men of the Aaronic priesthood, to prepare and bless and pass these emblems of the Savior's sacrifice worthily and reverently." What a stunning privilege and sacred trust given at such a remarkably young age! I can think of no higher compliment heaven could pay you. We do love you. Live your best and look your best when you participate in the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. In Conference Report, October 1995, page 89, or Ensign, November 1995, page 68. 3. The Restoration of the Melchizedek Priesthood. Teach and discuss Doctrine and Covenant, section 27, verses 12 and 13. Section 84, verses 19 through 22, and section 107, verses 1 through 12, also verses 18 and 19. Explain that the Melchizedek priesthood is the greater priesthood. Associated with it are all the authority, knowledge, and covenants that are necessary for the exaltation of God's children. How was the Melchizedek priesthood restored to the earth in the latter days? Despite the picture, Melchizedek priesthood restoration. Explain that some weeks after John the Baptist restored the Aaronic priesthood, Peter, James, and John appeared to Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery and conferred upon them the Melchizedek priesthood. An account of this experience is not included in the Doctrine and Covenants, But references to it can be found in the heading to Doctrine and Covenants, Section 13, Section 27, verses 12 and 13, Section 128, verse 20, and Our Heritage, page 14. What authority and blessings were restored with the Melchizedek priesthood? See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, verses 19 through 22, Section 107, verses 8 through 12, and verses 18 and 19, Section 110, verses 11 through 16. Use the following information to develop this discussion. Write the headings on the chalkboard. Authority to administer the gospel of Jesus Christ, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, verse 19. What does it mean that the Melchizedek priesthood includes the authority to administer the gospel of Jesus Christ? See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, verse 19. Answers could include that the Melchizedek priesthood includes the authority to govern the church, preach the gospel, and administer the ordinances of salvation. The keys of all the spiritual blessings of the church. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 107, verse 18. What are some of the spiritual blessings that come to us through the Melchizedek priesthood? See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, verses 19 through 22, and Section 107, verses 18 and 19. Answers could include those listed below. Discuss the meaning of each blessing and its application in class members' lives. A. Knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom and knowledge of God. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, verse 19, and Section 107, verse 19. This knowledge comes through the gift of the Holy Ghost. B. The power of godliness, which is manifested through the ordinances of the gospel. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, verses 20 and 21. How do priesthood ordinances make the power of godliness manifest in our lives? Invite class members to share experiences in which they have felt the power of godliness manifested through the ordinances of the gospel. C. The opportunity to see, commune with, and enjoy the presence of God the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, verse 22, and Section 107, verse 19. What are some ways that Melchizedek priesthood holders should be spiritual leaders in their homes? The right of presidency, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 107, verses 8 and 9. Explain that the right of presidency is the right to preside in the church. The president of the church is the only person on earth who may use or authorize another person to use the keys of the priesthood for governing the entire church. He authorizes the following priesthood leaders to hold the keys that are necessary for presiding in their callings: temple presidents, mission presidents, stake presidents, bishops, district presidents, branch presidents, and quorum presidents. The keys of the gathering of Israel, the gospel of the dispensation of Abraham, and the sealing power. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 110, verses 11 through 16. Explain that these keys were restored by Moses, Elias, and Elijah in the Kirtland Temple in 1836. They will be discussed in Lesson 18. 4. Blessings of the priesthood for all people. Explain that although only worthy male members of the church hold the priesthood, everyone may partake of its blessings. How are women blessed by the priesthood? How are children blessed by the priesthood? Review some of the blessings of the priesthood that women and children may receive during their lives. Emphasize that although women and children do not hold the priesthood, they are continually blessed by it. For help in answering these questions, you may want to refer to The Latter-day Saint Woman, Part A, Chapters 12 and 13, number 31113. How can those who do not have faithful priesthood holders in their homes receive the blessings of the priesthood? Answers could include through home teachers, priesthood leaders, and extended family members. Invite class members to tell of experiences when they have received the blessings of the priesthood from priesthood holders who do not live in their home. How can we show our appreciation for the blessings of the priesthood? Conclusion. Testify that the priesthood and its keys have been restored. Priesthood holders hold the authority to direct God's work on earth and to act for Him in blessing His children and helping them prepare for exaltation. Emphasize that the blessings of the priesthood are available to all. Encourage class members to seek these blessings. Additional teaching ideas. You may want to use one or both of the following ideas to supplement the suggested lesson outline. 1. Priesthood offices, quorums, and duties. The Lord revealed to Joseph Smith important instructions about the offices of the priesthood, the duties of each office, and the quorums into which priesthood holders are organized. You may want to review some of these instructions as they are outlined in the following chart. Aaronic Priesthood. These are the headings of the chart: Office, Duties, and Quorum Duties. Deacon. Under Duties, Doctrine and Covenant, Section 20, verses 57 through 59, and Section 84, verse 111. And for Deacon's Quorums, Doctrine and Covenant, Section 107, verse 85. Teacher. Under Duties, Doctrine and Covenant, Section 20, verses 53 through 59, and Section 84, verse 111. For Teacher's Quorum, Doctrine and Covenant, Section 107, verse 86. Priest. Doctrine and Covenant, Section 20, verse 46 through 52, and under Quorum, Doctrine and Covenant, Section 107, verses 87 and 88. Bishop. Doctrine and Covenant, Section 107, verses 13 through 17, and verse 68, also verses 71 and 72, and verses 87 through 88. Melchizedek Priesthood Chart. The headings are Office, Duties, and Quorum. Elder. Under Duties, Doctrine and Covenant, Section 20, verses 38 through 45, Section 42, verses 43 and 44, also Section 43, verses 15 and 16, and Section 107, verses 11 and 12. Under Quorum, Doctrine and Covenant, Section 107, verse 89, and Section 124, verse 137. Under High Priest. Doctrine and Covenant, Section 107, verses 10, 12, and 17. Under Quorum, Doctrine and Covenant, Section 124, verse 133, and verse 136. Patriarch. Doctrine and Covenant, Section 124, verses 91 through 93, and verse 124. 70. Doctrine and Covenant, Section 107, verses 25, 34, 38, and 97. Under Quorum, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 107, verses 25 and 26. Section 107, verses 93 through 96. And Section 124, verses 138 and 39. Apostle. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 27, verses 12 and 13. Section 107, verses 23, 33, 35, 39, 58. And Section 112, verses 30 through 32. And Section 124, verse 128. Under Quorum, Doctrine and Covenant, Section 107, verses 23 and 24. Display a picture of the Salt Lake Temple. Number 62433, Gospel Art Picture Kit 502. point out that the spires on the east end of the temple are higher than those on the west end. Note also that there are 5 sets of windows on the east spires and 4 sets of windows on the west spires. Explain that this design was intended to represent the priesthood, with the Melchizedek priesthood and its 5 offices represented by the east spires, and the Aaronic priesthood and its 4 offices represented by the west spires. 2. Restoration of the Priesthood video presentation. If Doctrine and Covenants and Church History video presentation number 53912 is available, consider showing Restoration of the Priesthood, an 8-minute segment to give historical background for the second section of the lesson. End of Lesson 8, The Restoration of the Priesthood, Doctrine and Covenants and Church History Gospel Doctrine Teacher's Manual. Doctrine and Covenants and Church History Gospel Doctrine Teacher's Manual. From Doctrine and Covenants and Church History Gospel Doctrine Teacher's Manual.